What is an optimist?
A person who does a crossword puzzle in ink.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What do they call the inhabitants of Egypt?
People.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. A zany half hour with those masters of insanity, Harry McNaughton, George Shelton, the nail-up girl Lulu McConnell, and featuring Doc Novik's orchestra. But now, here's the man who proves it pays to be ignorant, Tom Howard.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are again with that quiz program that has done more for the morale of morons than anything else yet discovered. We have a board of experts who are so dumb they think a feather bed is something for feathers to sleep in. My lawyer tells me you can't sue me for introducing them to you, so here goes. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled Variety in Your Diet, or Everything Comes to Him Who Orders Hash. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I see.
Yes, there was a young lady from Guam who said, now that the ocean is calm, I will swim for the lark, but she met up with a shark. We will now sing the 90th Psalm.
McDonald.
You'll never guess what the shark said when he saw her.
I'll bite.
Oh, how did you know?
All right. I have a finny way of knowing those things. Next, we have a woman who is so big she has to whistle at grade crossings. A woman with a map only Rand McNally could love, Miss Lulu McConnell.
Did I tell you about my friend, Mrs. Lawrence?
No, I'm not interested.
Well, she has a new baby, and what do you think? She's not satisfied with it.
No?
She's going to trade it in.
No, now, wait. That's silly.
Well, I was over there the other day. She asked me to excuse her, said she had to change the baby.
Yes. Miss McConnell, till I met you, I thought insulin was the latest dope. Let's get on here. Next, we have a man who is so ignorant he saves burnout light bulbs so he can use them during a blackout. A man who locked his father in the icebox last week because he wanted cold pop. Here he is, Mr. George Shelton.
Say, did I tell you, Mr. Howard, we have an aviator stopping over at our boarding house now?
An aviator?
Yeah, an aviator. And boy, can that aviator eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ate 12 eggs for breakfast this morning.
Okay. My 12 eggs for breakfast?
Yeah.
My word, what does your landlady say?
Oh, she just says, out of the frying pan, into the flyer.
Into the flyer. There must be another way of making a living. Okay, well, here is the first question. Now, see if we can have a miracle this evening by someone of you answering it. Here it is. I will have Dr. Novik play a few bars of a very popular song. In this song, there is mentioned a certain time of day. See if you can tell me the time of day that is mentioned in the song. Can we have the song, Dr. Novik? Thank you, Dr. Novik. Now, folks, what time of day is that song about? Would you know, Mr. McNaughton? Would you know?
I'm afraid not.
You heard the song, didn't you?
Oh, yes, but I didn't hear the words. They didn't play the words.
Oh, they didn't play the words.
What key was it in?
What difference does that make?
Makes a lot of difference. We've got to have the right key in order to get in the right flat.
Uh-huh.
Naturally.
Okay. You almost tripped over the door getting into the flat there.
Well, it was locked.
Okay.
They had a bolt on it.
Miss McConnell, do you know what day was mentioned in that song?
No, I don't.
All right. Look, I'll give you a hint. The song's from Oklahoma.
I'm sorry, but I don't know anybody in Oklahoma.
I
know. In fact, I've never been there.
Okay, look, please, you nitwits. I mean the show, Oklahoma.
Oh, I'd love to see that show if I could only get the tickets.
Oh, you'd get tickets. My brother-in-law got 2 tickets for Oklahoma last week.
Oh, he did, really? Where'd he get them?
Pennsylvania Station.
Pennsylvania Station. Okay. Will you please try and answer the question?
What key was it in?
All right. Mr. Novik, what key did you play that in? What key was it?
That was in the key of E.
Sound like L to me.
Uh-oh, wait a minute, please. I tell you what we do. It might help them out. I hate to annoy you, Dr. Novick. Well, you play the song just once again. Okay, that'll do. Thank you. Now, what time of day is that song about?
Mr. Howard, is it daylight saving time or railroad time?
Mr. McNaughton, yes. How much would you charge to curdle a glass of milk? Please.
Would you like me to sing the song, Mr. Howard?
What's that?
I said, would you like me to sing the song?
It shouldn't happen to a dog. What do you mean, Eunice?
That's so. I was quite a singer in my day.
I see.
I remember the time I sang in Richmond.
So that's what started the Civil War.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Why, I sang the Pipes of Pan.
You sang the Pipes of Pan?
Yeah.
Well, if your pipes are as bad as your pan, I don't want to hear the song.
No, Mr. Howard, I used to be quite a singer, yes.
You were?
I joined a trio once.
You did? What happened?
It became a quartet.
You know, I used to tour with Nelson Eddy.
What did you do with Nelson Eddy.
What did I do with Nelson Eddy?
Yeah.
Remember his shortening, Fred? Well, I used to put the raisins in it.
Yeah. Sheldon, I wish you'd put teeth in Miss McConnell there.
I made a lot of dough on that.
Okay. One or two guests from the studio audience this evening. Now, we've invited them up here on the stage here. They can ask the experts a question. If they get an intelligent answer, we give them half interest in General Motors. If they don't, we just give them a handful of ice cubes. Who have we first tonight, Mr. Roberts?
Well, first, Mr. Howard, we have Private First Class Harvey Nyblom of the United States Army.
Good boy, Harvey. How do you do, Harvey? It's a pleasure to have you with us. I must say, you're a fine-looking soldier. It certainly is an honor that you come up here and face these three nitwits. Where is your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Yeah, I come from Shroon Lake, New York.
Shroon Lake, New York. Oh, yes. I'll drop in sometime. I'm up that way.
Yeah, Shroon Lake, New York.
Yeah.
Well, run me down and call me a heel.
All right.
No, that's about... I used to work in that town, Mr. Howard.
I am.
Yeah, I was a taxidermist in a voting booth. You
You were a taxidermist in a voting booth?
I used to stuff ballots.
Oh, yes. On there. Pay them no heed, Private Newblin. We're very... What are you doing here in New York? Would you care to tell us?
I'm stationed up here at Fort Slocum.
Oh, at Fort Slocum. Good. What did you do before you entered the service?
I was studying Juilliard Institute of Musical Arts.
Oh, you were at the Juilliard School of Music. What did you study there?
Music.
Music. Well, we are certainly glad to have you with us. I suppose you're going back to music after the war.
I hope so.
And I wish you all a success in the world. I hope you have a very, very successful career.
You know, Harvey, you know, I was in the last war, yes. And I remember our general so well. Right on the eve of one of our biggest battles, he was taking care of his sick.
What a shame.
Yes.
What made him sick?
Oh, things in general.
Things in You'd be ashamed of yourself. Well, let's get on here. As I said before, we're very, very happy to have you with us.
Yeah, what's your first name, honey?
Harvey.
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 Well, you can just call me Evening Star.
Yes.
I come out at night.
Amen. Yeah, and you're always lit up, I might add that.
Leaky faucet.
All right, Harvey, you could do us a favor here if you will. Will you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question? Any question you get a hold of? And would you be kind enough to read it for us, please?
What river is shown in the famous picture of Washington crossing the Delaware?
Please, no help from the audience, please. What river is shown in the picture of Washington crossing the Delaware?
Mr. Hard, who painted the picture?
Now, I really don't know.
Well, can you show us the picture?
Look, please, you don't have to see the picture.
Well, how do you like that? He expects us to tell us what river is shown in the picture and don't want to even show us the picture.
Oh, how base, how base, how utterly base.
Boy, boy, you're on third base now. Now steal home.
Look, you don't have to see the picture to know what river it is. The picture shows George Washington crossing the Delaware. Now, what river is showing in that picture?
Is the picture an oil painting, Mr. Howard?
Well, it could be an oil painting.
I was done in oil once.
Yeah. So are sardines.
Hey, you know, Mr. Howard, speaking of paintings, I'm a bit of an artist myself. I have a painting in the art museum right now.
Now, wait a minute. You have a painting in the art museum right now?
Yes, right as you go in the door to the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the title of it?
No Smoking.
No.
Oh, I saw that, but it didn't say positively.
No? Well, you see, I ran out of paint.
You ran out of paint.
Couldn't finish it.
Okay, let's get on here.
While you're on the subject of art, Mr. Howard, have you seen any of my work?
Yeah. What did you ever paint?
What did I ever paint? Did you see that picture of Whistler's mother in the art museum?
Oh, Mr. Sheldon, you didn't paint Whistler's mother.
No, but I painted the chair she's sitting on.
Yeah.
And I think I did a pretty nifty job.
Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
With that 10-cent paint?
Yeah, you've done a good job. Let's get back to the question here. What river is shown in the picture of Washington crossing the Delaware?
Did you know it only took Washington 10 minutes to cross the Delaware?
How did you know?
She was rowing the boat.
I was not. I was at a dance in Trenton that night.
Oh, I... Look, you've all seen the picture in history books. What's the matter with your memories here?
There's nothing the matter with my memory.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful memory.
Okay.
When I was 8 years old, I could name all the presidents.
Miss McConnell, when you were 8 years old, we only had 2 presidents. Here is the next question, boys. Now, pay attention to it. The next question has to do with figures.
Oh, spend it. I love to have things to do with figures.
Yeah. It's mathematics, Mr. McNaughton.
I don't care whose it is.
All right. Here is the question. If a man was born 25 years ago, how old would he be today?
What was that, Mr. Hart? I didn't get that question.
All right, pay attention. If a man was born 25 years ago, how old would he be today?
What's a man's name?
Ah, please. I don't know.
On what day was he born?
I don't know.
Where was he born?
I don't know that either.
You don't seem to know a thing about the man, do you?
Please.
If you're going to ask questions, find out something about the guy you're talking about.
All right, wait a minute. Now, don't let's get into an argument.
I don't want to argue with nobody.
Look, the questions you ask are a relative.
Well, if he's a relative, you surely ought to know his name.
Please.
And always remember, Mr. Howard, your relatives never forget.
Your relatives, that's elephants never forget.
Oh.
What have they got to remember?
All right, I don't know what. Miss McConnell, do you ever wash your mouth out?
Certainly.
Well, the next time you wash it out, leave it out, will you? The man I'm talking about is purely hypothetical.
You mean he's nuts?
He's nuts, no. I said hypothetical. Don't you know what hypothetical means?
No, I don't bother with politics.
Why don't the three of you put your heads back in alcohol?
We can't find the bottle.
I say. I'm just asking you a simple question. A question any four-year-old child could answer.
I wonder where we could get a four-year-old child.
They're all in bed by now, you know.
Look, please. The question.
What was the question, sir?
The question is about age.
Oh, age. Oh, how old are you, Miss McConnell?
I'm 44.
44?
Yeah.
Your neck measurement is more than that.
How old are you, Mr. Hart?
All right, I'm just as old as you are.
Oh, well, of course, after all, you know, age doesn't mean a thing.
No, I imagine.
How old would you think I was, Mr. Shelton?
Well, Miss McConnell, you couldn't be that old. Say, how old would you think I was?
I'd say about 35.
Right, you hit the bullseye.
I don't know about his eye, but there's bull or something.
Who is our next guest, please, Mr. Roberts?
Well, Mr. Howard, our next guest is Wren Barbara Chauvin of the Royal Canadian Navy.
Oh, well, that's how do you do, Miss Chauvin? This is certainly a pleasure to have you with us. We're mighty glad to have you with us here this evening.
Oh, yes, we're very happy to have you with us.
Yeah, okay. I just said that.
Well, I just want to make the lady doubly welcome.
Oh, never mind.
You know, Mr. Howard, I'd go to the end of the world for a girl like her.
I see. But would you stay there?
Well, I would if I could get an apartment.
I see.
Shelton is my name, Miss Chauvin. What's yours?
Wait a minute. The young lady just told her name.
She could be mistaken.
She could be mistaken. Ah, please.
She might have a non-diplume. I got
never
one.
Mind the non-diplume. Pay no attention to them. It's just getting near their feeding time, Miss Chauvin. Where is your hometown? Would you care to tell us?
Montreal.
Oh, Montreal. Isn't that marvelous? That's a great town. And then, is the Gaiety still up there?
Uh-huh.
Played there many times. Yeah. Remember one time I was there, it was raided. But let's skip that. We're mighty glad to have you with us. What did you do before you entered the service?
I went to college.
Went to college? Yes. In Montreal?
No, 20 miles outside of Montreal.
You want to give the college a plug? What was the name of it?
Good old MacDonald.
Good old MacDonald. Good. That's very nicely. Would you?
Mr. Howard, yes. Pardon me. MacDonald College?
MacDonald College. You want to think about...
We had a farm.
Huh? Don't encourage them. Would you do us a favor? Pay no attention to those wolves in cheap clothing. Would you pick a question for us this evening out of the cap, please, Miss Chauvin? Any question you get a hold of, and we'd appreciate it a lot if you just read the question, please.
How do you spell Mississippi?
How do you spell Mississippi? Well, that sounds legitimate. Looks like we have a spelling bee on our hands.
A spelling bee?
Yes.
I never knew a bee could spell.
I see. I never knew a pinhead could talk, either. Let's start all over again. How do you spell Mississippi?
How do you spell Mississippi?
Right.
River or state?
River. All right, river.
R-I-V-E-R, river.
Good.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
All right. Nobody asked you, you dope.
What do you mean, dope? I went through school, stupid.
Okay. And you came out stupid, too.
And what's more, I was always good at spelling, too. Me and my brother could spell. We were the best spellers in public school number 9.
Never mind.
If I couldn't spell a word, my brother could.
Okay. Spell Mississippi.
That's one of the words my brother used to say.
I'm sorry about this, Mr. Chauvin, but just relax. We'll get the answer.
Yeah, just relax, honey. Would you like to have a drink of water?
Never mind.
No, Tony. Why don't you take off your shoes?
Oh, please.
I got mine off. They feel fine. You can wiggle your toes and everything.
Let's get on here. All the young lady wants you to do is spell Mississippi for her.
Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S.
Well, finish it.
I can't. I've got my tongue caught on my eye, too.
My
God. I can't see what I'm saying.
Miss Chauvin, will you settle this thing for just M-I-S-S, period?
No.
You won't?
No.
See, I'm going to have trouble with you, too. Well, to please the lady, I'll try once again. I guess I'm just a sucker for a uniform. Look, the river we're talking about is spelled M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P. Now, just give me the last letter.
Is it the same river Washington crossed?
Oh, you're thinking about the Delaware.
Oh, you remember that picture, don't you, Mr. Connell?
Oh, I haven't seen a picture in ages.
Uh-huh.
That's what I saw was Charles Boyer.
Isn't
he? He was wonderful.
Oh, please.
Was that the one where he's a jewel thief?
Yep.
Drives his wife nuts?
Yeah.
Keeps turning the gaslight down to scare her?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You know.
Mama. Oh, listen to the story I'm gonna tell to you. It's about the truest gal that a fella ever knew. She was no saint or angel, oh, that I will allow. But no one's heart was bigger, on that I'll take a vow. True blue, Lou, true blue, Lou. Oh, she was the squarest pal I ever knew. May her soul rest peacefully, for wherever she may be, oh, we never will forget her. True blue, Lou, true blue, Lou, true blue, Lou. Now she's gone away and left us feeling blue. For the joy she used to bring with the song she used to sing, oh, we always will remember true blue, Lou. Oh, true blue.
Dr. Novick, I must say you boys are improving greatly. Yes, sir, you're doing marvelously here of late. Just keep up the good work, and I'll see if I can arrange to get a few dollars for you some of these weeks. Now, let's get on here. Before we do, sounds like I worked in a record place.
You're trying to spell Mississippi.
No, I imagine. Before we get any further, just keep in mind when you get home tonight, you can write in your diary that you wasted a perfectly good evening here.
Well, Mr. Howard, I hate to butt in, old boy, but a diary is a place where you buy milk and butter and eggs.
I see.
Diary.
Mr. McNaught, may I assure you that you're just a little bit off there.
I am.
You don't mind me correcting you?
Oh, no. It's a pleasure.
I see. You see, you're thinking of a dairy, Mr. McNaught.
Oh, no. Just a moment. May I correct you, Mr. Howard?
Oh,
may
with
be
pleasure,
so
Mr. Sheldon.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
No, sir. A dairy is a big lot of land like they have in Texas.
Mr. Sheldon, that wouldn't happen to be a prairie, would it?
Oh, dear goodness, no.
Not a prairie.
A prairie is a beautiful lady with wings and a magic wand.
Beautiful. Isn't that great? Miss McConnell, allow me tell you something, will you? You're not talking. Look, you're talking about a fairy. A fairy, or we could call it a pixie. Some people would say an elf.
What are you talking about? An elf is what they have up in the zoo.
I see. That's an elf. You're talking about an elf, an ugly-looking animal with a long face, skinny legs, and a big, bulky body.
Now we're back to Miss McConnell again.
Oh,
hey. It pains to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pains to be ignorant just like me.
Well, there you are, folks. It's time to say goodnight for Harry McNaught, Lulu McConnell, George Sheldon, Al Trace, and his band.
When I was just a school kid, I wasn't awfully bright. I had a pretty teacher who made me stay in each night, so you see it pays.
This is Tom Howard saying goodnight and good nonsense.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.